sports betting. I want to get into sports betting also before we get up out of here, because there's a lot of people, it seems like, that are getting into sports betting. I'm seeing it as it's kind of a proliferation of it, especially with all of the new apps. You got DraftKings and Underdog and all of these different places. Sports betting is becoming a big thing, but it seems like it's fueling another gambling addiction. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. I will say that I believe that I could see the allure of it, because I'm not even a big sports bettor. Like, I've done it in the past or whatever like that. The extent of my gambling is basically the craps table. Like, I like shooting dice. I'm a hood dude through and through to my heart, but I'm not about to shoot on the street. And so I like shooting dice. Like, I like pass line or don't pass line. I also understand the mathematical odds. And basically, either you know, doing a pass or a don't pass, and then leveraging your bet depending on whatever the number is, you know, the probability of them throwing a 7 or throwing a 4 or a 10 or 8 or whatever, so on and so forth. You know, you leverage those odds, but more or less, I think the biggest part of it is just the perks that come along with it, right? So you give an action. That's basically what it is action. So I like in-person action, but when I start attending the games, you know, to place a bet. So let's just say, for example, you throw a $1,000 bet, you throw a $5,000 bet up, whatever like that. It gives you an incentive to root for, and you have a bigger interest in the game, because, again, it's about the action. It's not necessarily about the money. So now you can, every shot matters. You see what I'm saying? Whether or not this person plays matters. Who you rooting for matters. You're actually becoming more immersed in the game. And so, even with these goggles, right? So I was looking at these goggles and I was testing out all of the different features, because I'm doing a review on them. And this is the case for the Apple Vision Pro. It gives you a more immersive experience to actually watch multiple different games at the same time, while also, when you don't have no controls or anything like that, while also paying attention to what it is that you got on the line for those games in particular. Now, again, I'm not a heavy sports bettor, but like, for example, no, I'm not going to bet on the Super Bowl or anything like that. But I like, you know, depending on who the boxer is, or if I'm at an NBA game or something like that. I think I had made like 10 grand or something like that on Terrence Crawford on that particular fight. It makes it more immersive. And so it forces you to then become more participatory in the process. And I could see, here's the worst part about it. Sports betting, especially as they see it today on these devices, these games and stuff like that, it makes it more immersive because it then gamifies it. One of the things that we do as user experience professionals, one of the things that we do in user experience is we learn to gamify whatever it is that's going on. So let's say, for example, you know, I work in a bank and I'm about to do a meeting in about 7 minutes or about 5 minutes, and we want to make sure that the call center become much more efficient. So not only do we want to try to solve for people that's calling in for, we want to have predictive analysis so that we can try to route people to where it is that they're supposed to go, so they won't tie up the phone center, right? So we're going to implement some form of Salesforce in order to have the agents to click through and all of that stuff. But then on top of that, we might institute pre-calling AI to then hopefully answer a question before you actually get to an agent, because maybe you can self-solve for the problem. But then we want the agent to be able to solve for it and then maybe upsell you when you get on the phone. Hey, you called in for this. Have you ever thought about refinancing your mortgage, right? And so how do we get them to do that? Well, one of the ways that we get them to do it is that we gamify the process. We create leaderboards. Just the same way that y'all do on Call of Duty, the same way that y'all do when y'all get on Fortnite, we've created leaderboards, and we make sure that we have it going a certain way and it moves up and down, and we study the game companies and how they do it, so that we then implement that same technology, because user experience is not just creating apps. It's not just creating the best experience for when it is that you're on your phone. It's everything. It's how you use the ATM. It's how you walk into a restaurant. It's the POS system for how they ring your stuff up and whether or not people are more incentivized to tip. If you have it at the end and people just walk away. We study these behaviors. And guess who else studies these behaviors? The gambling companies. They've learned to gamify and make it seem like it's not that big of a deal. When you go into a casino and you just get chips, you don't value it the same way, these little plastic chips, as you value actual cash. And so they've learned how to gamify it, and they've generated more revenue without having to put more money because they can roll these applications out as long as they get a licensing agreement, depending on what state that they want to operate in. A lot of times they got to partner with a casino in order to split the profits. And then it really took off during the pandemic. They're absolutely, positively crashing out as a result of it. There are so many people that are going broke as a result of this, and they're developing bad habits. I'm telling you, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. They're crashing out, and it's not in their best interest to continue to do so. Be very, very wary of how you're being programmed to do something, even though you may see it as harmless. It's programming in our music. It's programming in our TVs. What you do want to do, because you are going to be programmed, because everything that you do is a learned behavior, what you do want to do is you want to make sure that you're programming yourself with the right things. And that's namely the Millionaire Morning Show.